Turn to your pew Bible to Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. And you've noticed we did get new pew Bibles, so they will follow along exactly with what I read. So we won't have any problems there. Luke, as long as we're reading the same chapter and verse. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. Excuse me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word which leads and guides us. Your word which shows us love and that you desire us in your life. We pray and ask that during this reading today and during the expounding on the word that it is pleasing and honoring to you and is of your truth. And anything that is not, we pray, is forgotten. But we desire above all that we rejoice at your presence and draw closer to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 1, 26, 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God indeed. This Sunday is a very neat Sunday. I've always kind of liked this Sunday, the one right after Christmas and the one right before the New Year, right there in kind of the no man's land. Because our thoughts oftentimes are split. They're both looking forward to what's coming in 2016 and looking back to what happened in 2015. 2015 has been an incredibly busy year for the world. A lot has been going on, both good and not so good. 2016, when we look forward to a new year, is oftentimes full of hope, full of desire, full of wishes and dreams. We have a very clear idea of what we would like the future to look like. And so as we look forward, we do hope it turns out a lot better than what it did. Sometimes we get in the habit of making New Year's resolutions, thinking that the New Year's resolutions are our good step forward into making the new year a better year than last year. But New Year's resolutions don't often turn out very well. You know, we follow them with a lot of vim and vigor for the first few days, and then life gets in the way, and, you know, we have that piece of chocolate cake that we were really eyeing up. Or we watch a little more TV because we're pretty tired. Or our kids annoy us really bad, we end up yelling at them. Or whatever breaks our New Year's resolution. But we're going to look at Mary today in terms of the new year. Mary's a very interesting character, a person. And throughout the Advent, we've been looking at a different person in the Nativity. We haven't talked about Mary yet. Now, Mary, of course, is the mother of Jesus, And as we read in her story, she was open to be such. As the Lord says it is, may it will be. That's a big statement, because the Lord tells us a lot of things through our lives that we don't necessarily like. And this is a big change of life for Mary. Life is going to change for her, and it's not going to be easy. And how in the world do you prepare for a role to be the mother of the Son of God? I mean, it's hard enough to have children. How do you have God's child and expect to raise him the way that he should be raised? It's a very daunting task. But Mary is a woman who's been held up in high esteem for many, many years by many, many people. Catholic Church has a very high esteem of who Mary is. Pray to Mary, and they thank God for Mary, and they point to scriptures in the Bible as, like, when Mary went to the wedding in Cana of Galilee, and they needed something, they approached Mary in order to approach Jesus. And so this is why, one of the reasons why Mary is held in such high esteem. How many times is Mary mentioned in the New Testament, or referred to in the New Testament? Any guess? Anyone take venture a guess? Random number. 15. That's really close. 17. 17 times Mary is mentioned in the New Testament. Here's an interesting trivia question. How many times is Mary mentioned in the Quran? 34. 34 times. In fact, in all the chapters of the Quran, there's only 8 chapters that are named after people, and only 1 chapter named after a woman. That's Mary. Mary is held in very high esteem in many religions, not just Christianity, but also Muslim. And all across the world, there are many Muslims that visit Christian churches, Catholic churches, in order to celebrate Mary. So Mary really has this really neat position in our history in a lot of ways. But as we look at her in the Christmas story, we see that Mary was not only a woman who was okay with what God was going to do for her in her life, but it's how she went about it. You see, Mary at her heart is a mother. And every mother knows that every moment in their life and in the life of their child is an important moment. A moment that not only talks about how she has been doing in the past, but a moment that tells her what her child will be like in the future. Mary does the same thing. Remember when Mary was in the manger, and then shepherds came and they told her everything that the angels had told her about her child, about Jesus? What did Mary do? She treasured up these moments and pondered them in her heart. I think every mother has a place in her heart, in her life, where she takes the memories of her children and treasures them, puts them under lock and key, and then every so often visits them and says, oh, I'm trying to think of something my mom told me a little while ago. She says, I remember you when you had the thickest glasses that they look like Coke bottle lenses. You know, it's funny the kind of things that parents treasure up of you. But Mary did it on another occasion also. Remember when Jesus ran away from home? That they were in Jerusalem worshiping the Passover, and then they left, but Jesus stayed. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. He said to them, Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Mary recognized a big truth. That each moment that she experienced with her son Jesus would speak to her sometime into the future. That each moment that she experienced now would have some sort of ramification or be able to unlock some secret of what the future holds. And as Christians who fall under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ours is the same thing. That what Christ does for us today has some implications for tomorrow. Christmas is over. But as we told the kids, it's not really over. What we celebrated was that God himself came down in the form of a child and was born for us that we may have life for all eternity. This present truth, which we celebrate today, has so many implications for us tomorrow. 2016 is coming. I don't know what it's going to bring. Sometimes it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. If I'm in a good mood, I think 2016 is going to be great. If someone just broke my favorite toy, I think 2016 is going to be really bad. So it just depends. But what we know because of the Christmas celebration that we just had is no matter what 2016 brings, Christ is with us. God holds tomorrow. That everything's going to be, to say everything's going to be okay is a cliche. But everything's going to be, it's going to be done together. It's going to be done with one another. It's going to be done with God by our side. That might not make it easy, but it makes it so that we can handle it. So when you face your day, whatever day it is, remember that we're not facing it alone. Remember that as we face whatever it is, that whatever happens today will help to remind us that tomorrow God is with us. And whatever happens today will help us to be reminded that whatever comes tomorrow will be able to be handled. And I tell you, that's something. Because as we look back at 2015, at all the difficulties that happened, at all the things that went on in people's lives, that God somehow brought us through. And if anything, our past reminds us that tomorrow belongs to God. And for that, we can praise God and thank Him for tomorrow.